Good evening and welcome to the sofa in my, in my house, where I've got the television turned down. There's no sound coming out of it. And I'm looking at a website called Golf Ireland. And the reason I'm looking at Golf Ireland is because tomorrow I'm going to play a round of golf. Yesterday, I had the best round of golf that I've had since July 2025. In July 2025, I had a better score than I had yesterday. But I'm very pleased. Now, the reason I'm thinking about this is I got to get up tomorrow morning and go and play another round of golf. So instead of going off and saying to myself, "Oh, Paul, you did very well yesterday, Thursday, better than you expected. You beat your last round of golf by 10 shots. Yes, it was 10 shots better than last August. And the same course. Anyway, there we are. I am going playing golf tomorrow morning. And I'm looking at my score and I'm saying to myself, why, oh, why didn't I score better than a 9 on the 18th hole in Cove Golf Club yesterday? If I had got a par on the 18th hole yesterday instead of a 9, my score would have been 4 shots better. And then I'd be going around the place saying, wow. As it is, I had 1, 2, 3 9s and 1 8. And I still had the best round. So there we are. 3 9s and 1 8. I mean, Paul, I can surely do better than that tomorrow. And if I do better than I did yesterday, tomorrow, I'll be happy. I even had a birdie. Yes, I scored 4 on a par 5 hole. Yes, I can barely remember how I did it. I must have sunk a long putt or something. To get 4 on a par 5 is, well, it's not too bad. Especially since I got a par on the previous hole as well. Yes. So I was 1 under par for those 2 holes. Now, for me, that's terribly, terribly good. I also had another run on the 15th hole. I scored a par. On the 16th hole, I scored a par. And on the 17th hole, unfortunately, I had a bogey. But, you know, it was really pleasant. I played with a guy called Brendan Daly. Never met him before. Just the two of us. He walked. I went in a buggy. And we had a great old chat all the way around. For a whole lot of his life, he'd worked as a butcher in supermarkets. Oh, I was very interested in this. All my kitchen knives, by the way, need sharpening, and I keep forgetting to go down to the butcher in a local supermarket and say, "Would you please sharpen these knives for me?" The butcher did once promise me that, or offer to do it, not promise. Anyway, so that's it. I'm looking here at Golf Ireland, and I've made a resolution that I'm going to play as much golf as I possibly can from now on. So, I'm playing tomorrow, and I'm also playing Sunday, and I'm also playing Thursday. And we'll see by next Thursday whether I'm still saying to myself and saying to other people who might be unfortunate enough to listen to me, say to them that, yes, I'm going to play even more golf. The weather is going to be better. It's going to be warm tomorrow. The whole of Ireland and the UK seem to be expecting there to be a heat wave or something. And we've had a cold wave so far this year. So that's what I'm doing. It's 11 o'clock and very soon I'm going to have to do a good deed and drive into town and pick up my dear daughter who went out with her friends for the evening. So there we are. It's cheerio from Paul O'Mahony. Back to the studio.